Reflection 2. The foregoing account of Brainerd's life may convince us that there is indeed such a thing as true experimental religion, arising from an immediate divine influence, supernaturally enlightening and convincing the mind, and powerfully impressing, quickening, sanctifying, and governing the heart. If any insist that Brainerd's religion was mere enthusiasm, the result of a heated imagination, I would ask, what were the fruits of his enthusiasm? In him we behold a great degree of honesty and simplicity, sincere and earnest desires and endeavors to know and do whatever is right, and to avoid everything that is wrong, a high degree of love to God, delight in the perfections of his nature, placing the happiness of life in him, not only in contemplating him but in being active in pleasing and serving him, a firm and undoubting belief in the Messiah as the Savior of the world, the great prophet of God, and King of the Church, together with great love to him, delight and complacence in the way of salvation by him, and longing for the enlargement of his kingdom. Earnest desires that God may be glorified and the Messiah's kingdom advanced, whatever instruments are employed, uncommon resignation to the will of God and that under vast trials, and great and universal benevolence to mankind, reaching all sorts of persons without distinction, manifested in sweetness of speech and behavior, kind treatment, mercy, liberality, and earnestly seeking the good of the souls and bodies of men. All this we behold attended with extraordinary humility, meekness, forgiveness of injuries, and love to enemies. In him we see a modest, discreet, and decent deportment among superiors, inferiors, and equals, a most diligent improvement of time, earnest care to lose no part of it, and great watchfulness against all sorts of sin, of heart, speech, and action. This example and these endeavors we see attended with most happy fruits and blessed effects on others, in humanizing, civilizing, and wonderfully reforming and transforming some of the most brutish savages, idle, immoral drunkards, murderers, gross idolaters, and wizards, bringing them to permanent sobriety, diligence, devotion, honesty, conscientiousness, and charity. The foregoing virtues and successful labors all end at last in a marvelous peace, immovable stability, calmness, and resignation in the sensible approaches of death. With longing for the heavenly state, not only for the honors and circumstantial advantages of it, but above all, for the moral perfection and holy and blessed employments of it. These things are seen in a person indisputably of good understanding and judgment. I therefore say, if all these things are the fruits of enthusiasm, why should not enthusiasm be thought a desirable and excellent thing? For what can true religion, what can the best philosophy do more?